Now in the studio, I've actually got Anita from St. Francis Hospice. Morning, Anita.
Morning, Mike.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, lovely sunny morning. Great way to start the day.
It's fantastic this morning. It's, yes. Look at that. It's gorgeous, isn't it? Going to be a sunny day as well, which is really good.
Yeah, lovely. Yes, I say it's like being in another country at the moment, isn't it? Yeah, we're not used to a, you know, a full few weeks of beautiful weather.
This is the first time you've been in for St. Francis Hospice, isn't it?
First time with you.
Yeah,
been on with Michelle a few times. So great to be here this morning.
Oh yes, lovely to have you. Now you're going to run through a few things that St. Francis are doing in the coming months.
Yes. Well, we've got two really big events coming up, which we hope people come along and support. Two very different events. First of all, we've got our Frankie's Classic Car and
Bike
Fest. And it's got a vintage market too. And that's on September the 2nd. And that's at the Ford Dunton Technical Centre. So it's the home of Ford.
It will be rammed. You watch.
Oh, it is. And it's just, yeah, fantastic. It's a family day out. It's not just about cars, even though it's a car show.
Yeah.
And you get to see the most amazing cars. Even if you're not even really into cars, they are just some really beautiful pieces of work there. But it's a real family day out. There's lots going on.
Some of these cars though are like a work of art. Have you seen them? They're all chrome under the bonnet and everything.
People really love their cars, and people come from all over. And you know, people have just cars from years gone by, you know, cars that almost, you know, 100 years old.
Yeah.
You have a real mixture. People do love their cars. So
yeah,
it's a really interesting day out.
I've seen some of the cars that go over there sometimes. It was actually a Ford Capri.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the man had spent absolute fortunes on this car. You can see. And the hours it must have taken him.
I think it's a real project for people. It's a real hobby, a real interest. And I get that, actually. I mean, I'm not a car person myself, but actually when I've met people who are into their cars, and I think, actually, I do understand that. It's a great interest when there's a lot you can do with your car.
Yeah,
there is a lot.
There's something very, very nice and relaxing about taking an old banger and replacing wing by wing and then the bonnet and getting all your little bits cheap from the breakers and then building it up to an absolute work of art. There's something really relaxing about that.
I think so, and especially I think with the really older cars, because a lot of them, people can actually do them themselves and not as technical and electronic and things like that. But we have lots of clubs that support us, you know, car clubs. And they're fantastic. It's great support. Obviously, people are really into their cars. It's great they come along and meet other people who are interested in cars. Just a really good day out. And we have, again, there's entertainment there. There's a vintage market. So pick up some really unusual, lovely bits, really, of clothing or just general pieces. There's always entertainment. Last year, we had lots of dancing. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, fantastic weekend it is.
Yeah, and if you get, you know, on a nice day, it's just a perfect day out, really.
It'll
just
be like this. The weather will be good.
Yeah, September's usually pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it is.
And what I'd like to say as well is for anyone who's looking to exhibit a car, they've still got time to do that. You can exhibit your car, register with us until the 3rd of August. So there's time to do that. It's just a really good day out. And there's competition. There's competitions and there's prizes and different categories for different cars. So if you're really into your cars, or even if you just want a great day out with the family, come along. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And again, all information is available on our website, which is www.sfh.org.uk. And I'll just talk a little bit about our next biggie.
Okay.
Which is our Star Walk.
Oh, yes, that's going to be big as well.
It's our 10th anniversary of this year. So 10 years of Star Walk. And really, this year, it's all about celebration, celebrating that 10 years, bringing people together.
Yeah.
It's a ladies' walk. It's a 10K ladies' walk around Romford Town Centre. And, you know, and this year, we're inviting all the families, like the husbands and partners, along just to show their support on the day, you know, to cheer the ladies on. But, you know, it's just a really good, fun night out. It starts at, you know, starts at 10 p.m. They set off, and it always gets a great response. You know, cars stop and hoot the horns, passers by. It really does stop people in their tracks. You know, the sight of hundreds of women walking along the street in their hospice t-shirts.
Now, when you say 10K, it's about 7 miles, isn't it?
It's about 7 miles
ish.
Yes.
It sounds a lot, but once you start chatting with somebody,
exactly.
You'll see the miles just disappear really quickly.
People don't have to train for it. People can do just turn up. And let's say they often come with their friends, come
in
groups.
Just a wonder.
Yeah. And just enjoy a chat and a bit of a laugh as they're going along. And again, it's really good. This year the theme is all about celebration. And in the past we get people of all sorts. Some people just want a really good night out. For some people it's a great way to pay tribute to somebody who was cared for at the hospice. And I've got some sort of interesting facts about our previous Star Walks. I've got my facts here. I said over the years we've had the amount of people who have actually taken part in the Soul. We've had over 3,000 ladies over the years taking part.
Really?
And we've raised £595,000 for the hospice.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So it's a massive amount of money, and it goes a long way to, you know, helping provide the care that we do.
Yeah.
You know, it costs £21,000 a day.
Yeah, I know. You're almost self-funded, aren't you? Not quite, but almost.
Well, these days it's getting higher and higher what we have to sort of make up ourselves.
Really?
We get less than a quarter from the government.
Yeah.
So we have to raise, you know, we have to raise almost £8 million a year.
See, that's a fortune.
It's a huge amount.
And you do it all through bits and pieces like this.
Absolutely. So really, events are huge. It's really, really important to us that our supporters come out and, you know, sign up and get involved, really, because we wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah, that's right.
We really couldn't, you know, provide our extensive range of care services at the hospice and in the community, because a lot of what we do is in the community. And there's a real, you know, it's fantastic, you know, in so far, what I say, over 3,000 ladies, and we're hoping this year we're going to make it one of our biggest. So
yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. You get ladies, come along, sign up, enjoy a really good night out. It's something different. It's not the sort of thing you normally do on a Saturday night.
No, that's right.
A Saturday night.
Just going for a walk around Romford, love. Won't be long. We'll be back in the morning.
And the theme is it's party, trainers and tiaras. So it's kind of a, you know, dress down. You haven't really got to worry what you wear. We provide a T-shirt. You're all, you know, all part of a big hospice team that night. And it's just really good fun. I mean, in the past, we also have like lots of families, generations, because you can have people of all ages come along. Yeah. Sort of, you know, even the young ones in the family can come along. Mums, aunts, kids, grandparents. So, yeah, just a really good fun night out. And you can find out more about that again on our website, www.sfh.org.uk.
That's the one.
Got a bit tongue-tied there.
So you've got two bits and pieces coming up. You normally have a load of stuff before Christmas as well, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, markets and bits and pieces.
There
like
will
that.
Be more information about that coming up on our website again. We always have our Light Up a Life services. So more information will come out about that soon. That will all be on our website. Our Santathon will be back this year. We've got a lot coming up to Christmas. That's a very busy time of year. But before that, we've also, for anybody who sort of fancies giving themselves a bit of a challenge, we've got the Royal Parks Run. Royal Parks Half Marathon.
Oh.
And that's on...
See, these are good training grounds,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes. I mean, if anyone's interested in doing the London Marathon next year, or signed up, or wanting to prepare for that, these half marathons are a great, you know, training ground. But for someone who just really wants first-time challenge, it's a great, you've got time to train, and we've got our Gold Bond places there. So please get in touch, anybody who's interested in, you know, give themselves a bit of a challenge. It's a fantastic run because it takes you through all the main parks in London. So it's a really, really beautiful... beautiful run, really.
Yeah, it's great. It's great training because you do a couple of these a year, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have.
It's really good training ground for even if you just want to stay fit. And because I've got a friend that does loads and loads of these little marathons.
Yes.
And then the big one. It's just a fantastic way to keep fit. And also by doing these smaller ones, if you're going into the bigger one, it gives you an idea of how fit you actually are.
Absolutely.
Really up against good. Another runner.
Absolutely. And it's, again, and not to be put off if you're not a runner, you've got time and you can build it up. And it's such a great achievement. It's such a great feeling. If some people aren't particularly into running, it's a great challenge. It's one of those things that a lot of people might have on their list.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely one to do. As I say, you're going through all the main sort of parks in London. So while you're feeling pain, it's a good distraction to look around and...
Yeah, that's right.
...with the beautiful sights of London. So it can... you're not alone. And you're not alone. There'll be thousands of people alongside you.
Loads of people in these. Well, yeah. Anita, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for your time.
We'll see you again in about 4 weeks or so. Is that right?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, next month.